right now. Let's go to Anthony Broom from TheWolverine.com. Get his thoughts on Michigan's win yesterday against Ohio State. And really, the last two games, they look like one of the better teams in the league and a NCAA team. But it's the work in between that now has put them in a bind. How you doing, Anthony?
I'm doing well. It is this basketball team continues to be a conundrum. It is a Jekyll and Hyde group in every sense of the word.
So, from your perspective, what do they need to do the rest of the way to hear their name on Selection Sunday for the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, at this point, I mean, you're sitting here today with 13 regular season wins. I feel like you probably need to find a way to get to, you know, because there's just nothing to hang your hat on from that non-conference slate, you probably need to find a way to get to 18 or 19 before the regular season ends and then add another one or two in the Big Ten tournament to kind of feel good about where this thing is at. But, you know, they have given themselves no margin for error here. And do they need to go out and win every game down the stretch? They don't. I don't think they necessarily need to do that. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, there are some quad one wins out there to be had. They didn't. Their first one of the season didn't come until Thursday night at Northwestern. So you're kind of running out of time here. So, you know, you look at this thing here, you've got, you know, the eight games left. I think you probably have to go, I don't know, 6-2 or 5-3 the rest of the way to give yourself a chance.
Yeah, I think it's stealing a couple of road wins and not losing a home game the rest of the way in the regular season, then at least one, if not two wins in the Big Ten tournament. But the defense, which has been there sporadically, was there. And really, if you go back to the Purdue game, and then you kind of look at the Northwestern and Ohio State games, the defense and its intensity has risen dramatically.
Yeah, I think that Penn State game last week was just so eye-opening and so unacceptable that there's, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, similar to the CMU debacle from back in December, you have nowhere to go but up from there. And it just inherently has to get better. And it's a mental reset. It's an on-court reset. And what you've seen, again, this roster has some deficiencies. Like, they're not as athletic as they need to be. The guys just aren't as good of defenders as they need to be. But oftentimes this year, when they've had problems on that end of the floor, it's been a want-to thing. It's been a communication thing. It's been an effort thing. And I think their effort, you know, over the last two games when, you know, let's be honest, I think they could, you know, you don't want to give them the excuse of saying they can mail it in, but, you know, this could have gone one or two ways coming off that Penn State game. And it's, again, it's only been two games, but it has been, it's been heartening to see that they've chosen to choose the path of, you know, staying alive instead of letting this thing kind of wilt away. They've shown a really good fight, and I think the effort's been good, and it needs to continue. They cannot rest on it at all.
Yeah, it's like they're really playing an end-of-season tournament, and they need to continue it and get it done. Anthony Broom from TheWolverine.com joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Anthony, appreciate the update. We'll talk more in-depth about Michigan hoops later in the week.
Of course. Thank you.